Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't even know you and I hate you. See, all I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask you how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night make you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but some things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings, and you stayed. What made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smacked you down cause he said you was too tall for him. That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could have killed you when you said that he was growing from his
semen. Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you when I kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't give her no help, Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kid? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lived. She told me she would leave you. I admit it, she did, but came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses, baby, ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with fist fights and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. That it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said just for him, I keep a ready clip.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respect to help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cop praying to me now. I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't thought your life a nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops come and lock me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what our love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
Love is truly not. You need to elevate and find.
got a girl. See how you want me, how you want me when you got a girl. And it's reckless, I'm knowing it's selfish, knowing I'm desperate, getting on in and then falling all over love. I do it till it's left, hanging out the back, all of you left. Like, is you coming home and you out with her? I don't care long as you care, by 10:30, no later than drop them drawers. I'm in the mood for a little bit more. I mean, I'm saying, what kind of these is 2 days? I need me to lift my four of them, more. You on me, on us, just tell me you want me, yeah. One day, and I'll be at the door, ready to take a place, ready to give you what you've been missing on weekdays. What you've been waiting for? 10:30, no later than drop them drawers. I know what you want. My man is your man. Hurt is her man too. My man is your man. Hurt that's her man. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I just keep him satisfied through the weekend. You like 9 to 5.
Paparazzi always ask me why I left her. That's none of your motherfucking business. These niggas out here can't help us. Undercover dream lovers that been us. Got me smoking them fumes at dinner. Had to tell the young bitch shut up.
Cause I'm still thinking about Keisha. And she's still tripping off Tina. And I'm trying to turn up in a Ibiza. And I ain't wanna leave for a visa. Gave me so many fucking reasons. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater.
Still dream about you, baby.
Still dream about you, baby.
Ain't it something how you hate
ain't
me?
Ain't something how you hate
me. I don't give a fuck lately. Then who you sleeping on if it ain't me? You're my dream girl.
Don't wake me up.
I don't know what you're scared of, but you know I make it more better. Them blues you got me singing bye bye, and my dreams are getting wetter. Crying at night in a bedroom, where we used to do it together. Banging and banging them headboards, and your head was better than Jessica.
Headed to the young bitch, shut up, shut up.
Cause I'm still thinking about Keisha, and she's still tripping off Tina. And I'm trying to turn up in a Ibiza, and I ain't wanna leave for a visa. Gave me so many fucking reasons. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater. Got the whole world thinking I'm a cheater.
I still dream about you, baby.
Dream about you, baby.
Ain't it something how you hate
ain't
me?
Something how you
sending? I don't give a fuck lately.
Then
who you sleeping on if it ain't me? You're my dream girl.
On the line with me, do you smoke broccoli? Would you really put your heart in me?
Yeah.
Would you really do your job with me? She can't sleep another night lonely.
No, no sleep.
She said, hold your arms real tight around me.
Be so tight.
I said, fuck what you ever heard about me. Just take your clothes off now and get in those sheets. I'ma give your ass a wet
dream.
Welcome one, welcome many, welcome all to Let's Politic on Ear Free Radio, Ohio's number one independent radio show. I'm Tori with Sean, Mark, Bianca, and Top.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Another day, lady. How far would you go for yours in human trafficking? 3 days ago, more than 120 children were rescued following a human trafficking scene. Let's Politic.
Okay, so basically, what's the difference between human trafficking and prostitution? Well, human trafficking is basically defined as an involuntary servitude that victims are forced to do things against their will, and it's happening every day. And then prostitution is a person 18 years or older who is selling their self for sex, keeping the money, and setting up their own dates on their own terms. So that's basically the definition of what the difference is between human trafficking and prostitution. Like one is willing and one is not.
The state of Ohio ranks the fifth in the nation when it comes to the human trafficking. And in the most cases, the victims are recruited young, between the ages of 12 and 14. But 20 years ago, there was a law against human trafficking in 2000. They passed the Trafficking Victim Act, making the act a crime opposed to.
Well, I think it's crazy. We hear it was so many children that came up missing this year.
This year, last year.
These families posting their babies on Facebook and every other social media site saying, please help me find my baby. So again, it goes back to how far would you go to go get children? What expense would you go through to go rescue your babies if this is the case, or you don't even know what the case is half the time? Right.
Yeah.
You know, kids run away for just the dumbest of things just because of what they hear, what they hear, or how, you know, just things in general.
Yeah.
So how can they come back from that? You know, if they link up with the wrong person, this person does everything for them. It leads on a journey like, okay, well, whatever. You know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And they spoil them. They make them feel like everything's glitz and gold. And then they take advantage of it. So it's like human trafficking. What does it really do to the individual? Is it really, like, you know, you can ask yourself, is there no place like home? When it comes to human trafficking, is there no place like home? Do you know where you came from? Do you know where you would go? You in the midst of everywhere. You're amongst millions of people or and a bunch of strangers. And on a day in, day out basis, the people that was found was that young lady that was found. And was kept in the house. Is that a sign of human trafficking? She was forced to have kids. She was forced to stay there.
I think it happened a couple of years ago, and she was being trafficked by her own father and brother.
What?
Wow.
Yes. That is crazy.
And it's
she's the only girl, and she said she was trafficked at the age of 5.
Oh my goodness.
The age of 5, all the way until I think she was up to like 15, they like trafficked her. You know, mm-hmm. The first of the day, he had a gambling habit. When he was too much in debt, he would sell a 5-year-old. But
that's when the mother went along with it?
No,
that little girl that got, I read
no, she's not dead. She's alive.
Okay.
She's alive. But it's like a common thing, but it's such a
thing.
We don't know what to do as parents as far as human trafficking goes because if it's concerned about it.
You should be concerned about anything within. You know, 10 feet of your environment.
Yeah,
any place that you go and your children have access to go is your home. We're together, so this is our home. If we're not concerned, who else will be? How far would you go?
Yeah, I know. I would go far. I would.
Man.
You can't do that. And then what happened after that? What did he think? Did he just?
I mean, he probably married somebody else. That's how they.
So
that's
wow.
Yeah, that's how. I mean, no, he is not a crime.
Yeah.
It's
so
not a crime for them.
What are some of the things that you can do? Like, if you're walking down the street, or if say you're sitting in the elevator, close the elevator, and it's you, and there's this grown ass man, and there's this young girl. What are some signs that you can use? What are some tools that you can use?
You can tell
to acknowledge the person's terrified.
You
they're
can,
scared.
You can
they're gotta be giving off some type of emotion.
Yes.
They gotta be giving off some type of energy.
Yeah.
Energy is a really big thing if you think about it, right?
Well,
you can go into a room, if there's negative energy, you're gonna feel negative all around you.
Yeah.
But if you walk into a situation that's positive energy, you're gonna feel positive all around you. So if you walk in the elevator and you're sitting in the elevator next to this little girl, or it could be a little boy and a grown woman, I'm not going to be either or of the sex. It doesn't even matter. A trafficking person is a trafficking person.
Right.
Correct? So if you walk in this elevator and you look, you know, you walk in, obviously you're going to look at everybody in there. I don't know anybody that don't walk in the elevator and don't look around.
Yeah.
I don't walk into an elevator because I don't like it anyway.
Right.
I'm going to look at everybody in that elevator because I want to know who's in here with me.
Right.
But you walk in and the energy feels heavy. Do you ignore that eerie feeling you get when you walk in? Because that eerie feeling could be the same exact cough that you get every time. Do you ignore it? Do you act like it doesn't even exist? Do you not even acknowledge it?
If I felt like you can sense fear. Like, if I seen a child, like, in fear, like, something like that, you would think that they would be, not even necessarily a child, but a person when somebody is scared and has a fear with somebody. Somebody super close to, you know, like, a super close, and you can see, like, the fear in somebody, you know something is wrong. You don't know what's wrong, you don't know if they got in trouble, but usually in those situations, they keep them close.
What do you do? I'll do a selfie, bitch.
Right, you're talking to the person you're gonna. Because why put yourself in a situation where you could get hurt or anything?
I mean, people
at the same time,
they're going to be young, helping, they're going to come.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some crazy stuff with people and everybody around just looking like nothing happened.
Right.
And I'm like, what the? Somebody
see,
knows.
Speak, so
and they're
I'm,
like, everybody,
I guess that's where you're at, though. Because you know, I've seen so many people bypass, but then we go to North Carolina and somebody yelling help, and everybody's going to see what's going, what they need help.
So
right. It's environment. I think so.
The environment definitely molds you, molds
so,
us all. That's why you have to bring that positive aspect. Period.
I know that there was some human trafficking going on in Ohio at one point in time.
Currently,
yeah.
Last year was a 1,032 cases that called into the human trafficking line from Ohio.
So does our inability to say, hey, the moral bell ring, along when somebody screams for help, you know, the lots of people cry wolf, didn't grant, but at the end of the day, in situations when someone do put out a call for help and like the people ignore, are we aiding? Are we allowing the trafficking to take place? Because we're willing to ignore it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But sometimes,
like,
or you feel, because you're just paying attention to you and yours. You know what I'm saying? So maybe you have to be a little bit more open-minded to the step front to do anything.
And then you got to be like, who all is making money? Because it says that every year, the profit from it is $150 billion. So somebody on the line could be paying a phone call and they could be making money from it.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't spend it through. Or, I mean, anything. Money plays a big part in telling.
Yeah, it does.
So,
they're getting the point across.
Some people
Right.
Which is bad.
Right. It's the difference.
Right.
It really is.
What can we do to help? can we do to change it? Like,
we have to get our kids and have them doing something. And definitely educate. Yes.
You got to educate about that it's wrong and that don't be afraid to speak up, because they might be in a situation where they're the person who's trafficking them, they're in fear of their life. They might threaten their family members or whatever the case may be. Like, it might be that situation where they're just scared and not that help.
Right. So now we're back to the same point as, what would you do? With it being Halloween, I would Jason it.
Yes.
Okay, we got another caller. We got a couple callers.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, dears. This is Mike from Singapore, and I appreciate you taking my call. You know, since you guys talk about the human trafficking and etc., let me tell you something. You know, whenever your beautiful kid, majority of them is girls, if suddenly are disappeared without the trace, I assure you that they have kidnapped your babies or your child, because they will sell it to Saudi Arabia king for $500-$600 and even maybe more. But or in Dubai, they sell it to Dubai, and so they use them as a prostitution and enslave them, and also in Latin America, and they send them also to Russia and Eastern Europe, basically Eastern Europe and European Union. It demands that, so I assure you that's what happens, and it's very, very bad. But I don't know how they can do it without the passport. So if it's without passport, without identification, or they get her a new identification. But still, it's either is a part of the government is doing this, or is something else is doing it, so they can take them to Latin America, take it to XYZ locations. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so I have a question for you. So let's say you have a daughter,
sure.
And it happened to your daughter, what would you do? How far would you go?
How far I go? First of all, I will put her photos and information, into the internet, and to everybody can see it. So somebody will give they call it a snail mail, or a mail that you cannot trace them to XYZ locations. And you will get something. They say your daughter is Dubai, or your daughter is with Saudi Arabia that blew up our 911 towers in 2001. So basically, either it's there, either it's Dubai or Latin America. I mean, you should never rest until you find, because they're not going to kill. There is no way that they can kill them, because they want to use them to get money, So there's no way that they are going to kill them. Go ahead, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Mike from Singapore, my dear.
Appreciate you calling.
You're first caller. Really
appreciate
it. I'll never forget this
comment.
Right. Call again.
Right. So, if you have any other subject, if you like, I can be part of the show. Or if you want me goodbye, I will goodbye you now.
You're a part of the show now.
Right.
First caller. You're here.
We appreciate
call
it.
Is Friday.
Have you ever seen any scary movies before? Do you watch scary movies? We don't keep. Okay, let's talk then, Michael. Let's talk. Have you ever seen anything?
Sure. Elizabeth.
Are you familiar with like Jason and Freddie and Michael Myers and things like that? Like different things?
Okay, first of all, I have to let you know that your microphones, two of your microphones not work properly because you are keep cutting off. Can you hear me loud and clear? Hello? Hello? I think it's your BTR is not working tonight.
Into your eyes, I see it. You're all Yeah. Fly high, all we say is fly high. Yeah. Every other day we gotta say a bye-bye. I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die. Got them fly high, all we say is fly high. Yeah. Every other day we gotta say a bye-bye. I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die. We living in a place where we ain't meant to win.
Nah.
They eliminate the churches just to teach us sin.
Yeah.
They the reason why the fentanyl is such a trend.
Yeah.
Take away the trades just to get a heroin.
All right.
I'm feeling like the only one that wants to change.
Yeah.
Just for a zip, they act a monkey to get a game. It's enough in the city for us all to eat. But they too focused on the crumbs, so they gon' miss the feast.
Yeah.
Too attracted to the beauty, they can't stand the beast.
Mm.
That's the harder way, pennies that can't amount to me. Wish the city would, too tired of rest in peace. Until we come together, city gon' be rest in peace, yeah. Fly high, all we say is fly high.
Yeah.
Every other day, you gotta say a bye-bye.
Wow.
I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die. Got them fly high, all we say is fly high. Every other day, you gotta say a bye-bye. I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die.
Yeah.
I pray to God my nephew get to see a mill. I pray to God my brothers get to sign they deal.
Do it.
I pray to God my niggas will ride for me.
Uh-huh.
I pray to God my granny get to live in peace.
I love you, girl.
I pray my mama get to see these other views.
Yeah.
Hidden message in every picture like watching blues. I pray to God my uncle smiling down on me.
Right.
With Aunt Elvin, Elsie May, yeah, your boy's a G. I pray to God they free my homies in the pen. And we finally get the justice when they do a sin. Like the country really owe us dues. Did all that labor, but the system really got the rules. Fly high, all we say is fly high.
Yeah.
Every other day, you gotta say a bye bye.
Yeah.
I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die.
Yeah.
Got them fly high, all we say is fly high.
Yeah.
Every other day, you gotta say a bye bye. I pray to heaven, guess my mama never see me die. But we coming from a city where we living just to die.
Trouble loud.
Pepe. 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 Nigga, sorry, you should know. That kind of chick can never be alone.
Yeah.
Nigga, sorry, you should know. It's all so fully lit, psycho. I'm trying to side beat to another beat, but hey, it's hotline. Shouldn't even matter, she's mine. I told her, baby, fuck it up first time. Fuck it up, baby, fuck it up first time. Trying to side beat to another beat, hey, it's hotline. Shouldn't even matter, she's mine. I told her, baby, fuck it up first time. Baby, fuck it up first time.
Baby, fuck it up.
Nigga, sorry, you should know. That kind of chick can never be alone.
Yeah.
Nigga, sorry, you should know. You're so, so fully lit, psycho.
I'm trying to side beat to another beat, but hey, it's hotline. Shouldn't even matter, she's mine.
Menage a trois, devil trouble.
This should be fun.
slipper. Lap dance and pie on my t-shirt. She know how to fuck, yeah. She ain't like a fuck, true love, yeah. Let it see a million, she don't wanna go. I roll 100 deep, we like sharing hoes. Caviar on your plate, girl, wipe your nose. I the chance for you, 3, 6, 2. Be liar, but she's so fine. She gon' make a nigga spoiler just to keep her on the sight. I just wanna taste the water, let's stay hydrated. Girl, I got a main thing at the house. Tell me, can you stay down?
I guess you wonder where.